escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Nation, here. G-Bag Nation here. Blake Elliott joined by the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold. Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, and of course Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, making sure that we sound all good on a Wednesday afternoon. A fun one here in the Nation as we're about to go do Krusty's Corner and figure out what's happening with your Dallas Cowboys. They got the day off today. We had a Brian Schottenheimer press conference, and what Brian learned from talking to his friends and watching videos from yesterday's joint practice with the Rams. Just reading a couple texts before we get to that. They were enjoying the baseball talk. Garcia cost us two games against Seattle. Y'all already know, pop up or strike out. I will be watching El Bambi to make sure he can get back on his groove, because going 0 for 5 with runners in score position is not what he is here for. But we'll talk about that more when we get Khaki Kev here at 6:40. But before that, let's go to Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, what do you got for us today?
Thank you very much, Blake. Appreciate that. Chris, always good to work with you.
You too.
It's always funny. I always think about with Chris and I did a show together one time, and we started talking about like 1970s football and 1980s football, and everybody was like, okay, at the end of it, the response of it was like actually pretty good. I was surprised. I'm like, gosh, Chris and I went way back. The Gary Hogaboom era and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine. So
70s football or 80s football, which one did you enjoy more?
Well, 70s, they were going to Super Bowls.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys in the 70s. I was totally, my family had season tickets from 1972 till 1992 at Texas Stadium. And then my dad gave them up when I went to work for the Packers. And then it was hilarious. Like, we'd come, like Green Bay, we'd come play, and I would go and like go up in the stands and talk to the people sitting in our seats. And I would tell them less stories of what I, you know, and all that stuff like that.
Here we go. This might be the text of the segment. They said, all black G-Bag crew today. We know Brian is black for real.
Yes, he is. For real, for real.
For real, for real. I think 70s football for Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Was really, I think that was special.
Do you think
it was five Super Bowls, man?
Do you think Brian Schottenheimer is bringing any of that old school football from what you're seeing in that joint practice?
You know what? This is where I think that we have to be careful watching it. And you and I were doing like basically play by play from the NFL Network yesterday, and we were doing like it looked like a goal line period, and so we were kind of talking. I just feel like that we have to be a little careful. Mm-hmm. And I talked to some people who were at the practice, and they were to a man and a lady that I was talking to that they were saying, listen, the practice started off rough. You know, that like the Rams brought a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys looked like a team that was trying to install things where the Rams were working on things that they were.
And let's be honest, Sean McVay in what, year 8?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They're really good defensively up front. And I wish we got to see earlier practice, because there were, from talking to people, there were some problems running the football. And I said, well, was it in a way of just getting overpowered, getting overwhelmed, bad technique? What was the problem? And my folks were telling me, no, the biggest issue was the Rams play a front that likes to move and they like to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And they
stunts. Like,
yeah. And so what happens was when they were trying to get, and we've talked about this a bunch, this power gap scheme that Dallas runs, it's hip to hip, push and get to the second level if you can. And then when you get movement, when you get a lot of movement, then all of a sudden it's like you're not hip to hip and you're trying to fight. And there was some times where they got guys up on second levels to get blocks, but they weren't square. They weren't. They hit maybe half, what we call half man, and so now you're not able to sustain the block. We saw one good thing I know on Twitter where they were able to get TJ Bass. They were able to get him around the corner, and then you know it was a good run by Williams was right behind it, but you could see the blocks of how it's supposed to work. And they just, like my friends were saying, sources were saying, hey, they just did not early have enough of that. Now, throwing the football was a different story for them.
Right.
A lot of success.
But see, this is what I like. This is why we like listening to you. And let me explain why. A scout knows the details of what is going on.
Yeah.
A lot of reporters, even though they watch a lot of tape, they watch a lot, they don't know what the guys are working on.
They're just looking at results.
And what's the bottom line? Practice and training camp is to try stuff to see what might work and what might not work. You can break it down, and other guys are saying, "Oh, he failed."
No, you could. You want to be able to like. Yeah, the Rams had some success against you. Again, everybody was saying that Dallas offensively and defensively, once the scrimmage was going on or once the practice was going on, kind of settled in. Everything everything just kind of settled in, and there was a. Another clip that you could watch where the ball went to CeeDee Lamb. It looked like to me the Rams busted the coverage. CeeDee threw his hand up knowing exactly he read the coverage. Dak read the coverage. Those are the things that are
the
encouraging.
Little things.
And now the ball is going to see. But on the play, if you watch the play, here's Nate Thomas playing left tackle. Hasn't played a lot of left tackle. Not making excuses for him. Going against Verse is not an easy thing to do. You got a game plan for Verse, and what they did one time, and I think it affected Verse, is they took Ferguson and chipped him. They hit him, hit like Nate Thomas set, and then Ferguson came down and chipped him, hit him in the ribs, and then that stopped Verse. Verse is like, whoa, wait a minute, I haven't been chipped all day, and now it helps Nate Thomas, so you can game plan those things like that. But throwing the football yesterday, Dallas looked pretty good from and talking to people again. I keep saying that because I wasn't at the practice.
Right.
But they were throwing the ball with some effectiveness. It looked like to me that Turpin had a productive day. Pickens is going to find a way. He got called by these NFL officials for pushing off a couple of times down in the red zone. Pickens is really good at doing that, though. Pickens
the
is not going
to trade.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking a two-hand Chevy, but he's going to drive into you, lower shoulder, use his forearm. try and find space that way. But in the red zone, they were able to make some plays. Running the ball, it looked like they were able to make some plays. But defensively, I was asking, because I didn't get to see a whole lot because what Blake and I were doing. But I'm asking, like, okay, well, tell me some things that are going on with the deep. This person told me Marquise Bell. Mm. Marquise Bell was getting called out by Sean McVay. Like, I see a 14.
Uh-oh.
I see a 14.
Making those plays.
Like, he's making those plays. So mm-hmm. He was like, they were saying this guy was, like, McVay's calling plays to try and mess with Marquise Bell playing down in the box and mm-hmm. things like that. And McVay I see you, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard Maris Leofau had some good reps.
I like him.
Clark had some good reps, and that's important, I think. You know,
did anybody say anything about Lyle Collins?
See, the Lyle Collins, I did not hear anything about Lyle Collins. I know Lyle mm-hmm. Collins was playing on the right side, playing at the right tackle. I needed to ask about Lyle Collins. I know he got some work in there, but nothing that I was like, oh, this guy's was standout and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I think there was, you know, we'll see how that all plays. But I was just, I could say going back, Chris, I was just looking at this defensive, asking questions about the defense group. And I said, okay, well, the Rams, I heard, were having success throwing the ball. And it goes, yeah, a lot of it came on Andrew Booth. They went away from Bland, and then they were kind of
right,
just
picking on him.
They were picking on Andrew Booth. So all of a sudden, you start to see, you know, a lot, maybe some clips, maybe you hear, oh, well, the secondary was bad, this, mm-hmm. that, and the other. Well, they, you know, Andrew Booth had a little bit of a struggle yesterday.
Nick Eatman was saying that the defense missed Micah. Anybody say anything about they don't look right without Micah out there?
Well,
you bet not.
Yeah,
you better not let Jerry hear you say that. Yeah, yeah. Well, we sure need Micah.
I think to me that it sounds like that Dallas played them pretty straight up
mm-hmm.
and pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
And for the people who didn't get a chance to hear or see the practice, the narrative coming out of yesterday was the Rams overwhelmed the Cowboys yeah. in the trenches, ran the ball where they wanted to. The Cowboys were not able to get much success
yeah.
in the run game. And me and Brian were just seeing what people were saying on Twitter, looking at the videos, and that didn't seem very far off. The passing attack seemed to be the only place where the Cowboys were successful.
Yeah.
Then you hear Brian Schottenheimer's press conference today, which I thought was a phenomenal one, and he kind of explains, hey, we were being vanilla.
Yeah.
We were kind of playing with the 7-iron the entire practice. We're purposefully not showing a lot of things because I am a first-year head coach in Brian Schottenheimer, so there's a good thing holding some stuff close to vest yeah. and using that advantage going
but
into the season.
But you need to be good on basic stuff, though, yeah. too. I'm not going to wash my... I'll say this.
The answer's somewhere
Karen,
in the middle.
Karen Williams had a run that was...
A little toss-crack on the right
yeah,
side.
Yeah, it was toss-crack, and what happened is that it was Sam Williams. Yep. Sam Williams' side, you know, mm-hmm. and Sam has got to know, or somebody's got to make the call on that, hey, you know, crack, crack, crack.
And bites inside, and next thing you know, the outside's wide open.
That's insane.
Karen just get paid.
He just got paid. But when you get, you got to realize that. That was one of the good things about a guy like Tank Lawrence.
Yeah.
That a veteran guy, he would yell at a linebacker mm-hmm. or anybody or his corner that wasn't making a crack call.
I think that's so important what Brian's talking about. There's a lot of linemen, linebacker, safeties that make calls and realize where guys are set, where their splits are, what yeah. kind of formation. And
watch the crack. Watch the crack.
Kind yeah. of predict what type of play might be coming. Hey, yeah. this wide receiver split is a little bit closer than it usually is. He's probably coming in for a crack block rather than this guy's about to run. I need to be worrying about this guy. And when Brian's talking about when you don't have veterans on that outside defensive uh-huh. line, in that linebacking uh-huh. room, you're kind of just relying on your safeties to make calls.
Yeah, this is where, though, I was hearing that a positive thing when you talk about communication as the practice was worn on, again, was Marquise Bell
mm-hmm.
and Jack Sanborn.
Mm-hmm.
There was really good communication between those.
Who's wearing the green dot right now?
I think it's Sanborn is wearing it. Well, right now, because like we need to see about with Kenneth Murray.
Yeah.
You need to see if Kenneth Murray, I mean, he's just coming back now from, you know, having a child. So it's
in flux, man.
Yeah, you just listen. Is there things that they have to do better? Absolutely. Are there things base wise they have to do better? Absolutely.
Right.
So the thing to me is where, you know, running the football, they've got to figure out, okay, listen, if we get a front that is predicated on movement, and Dallas, the Cowboys, because they don't have that massive one technique as a starter, they're probably going to have to play a little bit lighter. So you have to play a little bit on the move.
I heard Mozzie got hurt.
Mozzie got hurt the day before.
Okay.
So, and he was dealing with that. And, you know,
something minor?
Yeah. He practiced yesterday. But I'll say this with Mozzie. I really do worry about Mozzie. And it's just going to be very critical of him to say. And I think Will McClay said it actually best coming in this draft, talking about we have to get players that love the game. We have to get guys that love to play the game. The last two drafts, that was in question. Mozzie, first round, and then also, though, Tyler Guyton. Do these guys really love in football? Are they mature? You know, and Will said that. He goes, hey, we've got to pick players that love football and love to play the game.
Brian, this question coming in from Fred Davis, a teammate of ours.
Yeah.
He said, "Tell me, ask Brian about the quarterback room, how Joe Melton looked, and if his hand is okay."
Well, okay.
That's right, he got hurt.
I mean, I didn't get to see it, when Joe Milton, when we got to the clips, it looked like that Joe Milton was throwing the ball well. I think there was a shot that he made down there. I think he hit Turpin down the middle of the field on one.
The 65-yarder to Brooks.
Yeah, the Brooks. I mean, that part of Joe is capable of making throws. Joe also doesn't know where the ball is going to go sometimes.
Right.
And that's the thing that's frustrating about watching Joe practice is, like, you want him to drop back and then make the throw. Too many times it's drop back
and run.
I don't see it, and now run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you don't really get something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that to me is where Joe's got to be a little bit better. And you'll see in the preseason, he'll probably lead the team in rushing is probably what will happen.
Mm.
You know, he'll probably run for, he'll probably 10 carries for 85 yards or something like that.
Speaking of running, is it true that they're trying to do something with Deuce Vaughn, like make him a hybrid wide receiver / running back, something like that?
Well, they tried the ball out of. They've tried that before with Deuce.
Uh-huh.
They've tried to make him a slot player. We go back to the OTAs. This was under the Mike McCarthy administration. They tried to do things of playing him on the outside and getting him going. I'll say this. There were times in training camp he was really good running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
preseason too?
Yeah, I'm not liking that. I don't think, you know, they've got too many guys. But, you know, we'll see with Phil Moffa and all. It's going to be kind of a little bit of a struggle, I think, for Deuce, because he doesn't have the sponsors that.
Right.
Give me this: anymore. Phil Moffa, Deuce Vaughn, Kevontae Turpin. Who gets more running back snaps and handoffs, touches, if you will, this upcoming season?
I think that probably will be Turpin. Will probably get the most.
I would agree. We like seeing him in a gadget. That was a little bit of Krusty's Corner, getting you caught up on everything Dallas Cowboys. We'll have some more questions as we got one more segment here in the nation. What is happening with the adult toys at WNBA games? We got a new story about that coming up next in the nation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.